So we're going to try to figure out, when we know that the Kohanim are have three places. So it says over here, Aaron u'banav. And who are, how many sons does Aaron have at this moment? Two sons. Those would be Samar. So those are the ones who are going to be Shomer. So now, how do we know that they don't, or they're not all in one place? How do you know that the three people are just doing some chazara, my friends? I know the three of them don't all watch in the same place. So there's two pshatim in the Gemara. Either just like it's mentioned, the pasuk next to Moshe, just like Moshe is himself, so too these one by themselves. Or it's because it says Shomrim Mishmeres LeMishmeres. There's three mentions in the pesukim of the word Shmira. Therefore, those three Shmiras are all connected the three Kohanim. The next thing we spoke about is that based on Aftinus and the based on Nitzus. Now I'm on Daf Chaf Vav Amid Beis. Based on Aftinus and based on Nitzus. Were they actually two levels, or is it just that they were elevated, either because there was a rock jutting up in the mountain, or because maybe it was put on stilts, machlokes in the mefarshim. But either way, we thought maybe it's just that they were just higher up, and underneath it maybe there was a place for storage, or maybe underneath there was rock. But the point is, maybe it was really not two levels, because you wouldn't put the coin on the upper level, because maybe the main level is the bottom level. But no. We see in the Mishnah says that the Kohanim did the Shemir on top, and who did the Shemir on the bottom? The Levim. So Levim were there. They weren't in the exact same place, but they were kind of there with them. And even for that, the Gemara says, I want to know a Pasuk. How do you know that? The Gemara says that the Levim were there to help in Avoidasai. Now, does it mean their own Avoida, which is also Machlokes, as it means that they're the holding of the singing of the songs, or the holding of the doors, or does it mean in the other Shemira that they're doing? But the point is it the Levim's own Avodah, or are they actually assisting in the Avodah of the Kohen? The answer is that there's another pasuk speaks about the Levi's Avodah. This is obviously talking about the Kohen's Avodah. They're helping. How are they helping? He's watching upstairs, and they are watching downstairs. What do we see from over here? Which one's more important, the upstairs or the downstairs? The upstairs. Okay. And then we spoke about why are there only three Shomrim, which means in the Beis HaMikdash, there was two sharm to the Beis HaMikdash. Did you send out that picture? Yeah. My friends, we went today we're going to send it out. And I went today to the Kaisel to daven. We davened with, everyone had their distance, 2 meters. That's according to the tech, and that's the laws that they had. The Kaisel was, how many people would you say were at the Kaisel today? 200. How many? 200? Maybe less. Right. Whatever. It was tens of people. It wasn't packed, but everyone had their distance. There were tents. I don't know if you've seen pictures of the Kaisel. They have like these little tents and people are davening in tents. We were davening in the middle. We're actually in the middle plaza in the slowest minyan in town. But anyway, we were walking and actually the doors to gate of Yafo, Shar Yafo, were half closed, which I don't remember seeing in many years or ever seeing. I'm not sure. But there is inside of the door of the gate of Yafo another small door, what we call in our Gemara a pishpish. So there was something like a pishpish. It's interesting because it actually had a little bit of a step. You'd have to go up. I don't know what the pshat in that is. But Max is going to try to send it to you. Pei, shin. Pishpish. So we're talking about the fact that there are two doors to the Beis HaMikdash. And Max is sending you a picture so you can see it's out. Example of pishpish that we just had today. And the doors in Shar Yafo. Anyway, so we're not going to be, I don't know if you're going to be able to go to the Kaisel anymore. Today they might have instituted new, I'm not sure, I think you're allowed to go daven. I don't know, we'll see. But anyway, we've been davening locally. This was just because of the tannis, because Yom Kippur cut, and we got up for Vasikin this morning, and we went running to the Kaisel. Anyway, so the question was, why is there only one Shomer by the Beis HaMikdash? If after all, there are two doors. Aside from the pishpish, there's two sha'arim. So the Gemara answer is that what's the answer?
Close to each other.
They're close enough to each other, and therefore, one Kohen can multitask. It's not that difficult. Watch the doors. They're pretty close to each other. They're very, so davoy lahachva, davoy lahachva, which means he can watch over here, he can watch over there, and it's not a problem for him to be able to get in both of them. Next thing we spoke about over here is what? Next thing we spoke about is that we spoke about where did they sleep. We're going to get into that. Mukaf Roiv Din Shel Evan. It was surrounded. The Beis HaMikdash was a very big plaza. We showed you a picture of it. It had in the four corners four different chambers. And in the middle, there was a big fire. And there was against the wall, there was like these staggered stones. And there were bigger stones and smaller stones. The Gemara wants to know, how did they size the stones? It can't be that they cut the stones on the Har HaBayis, because you're not allowed to cut stones on the Har HaBayis. So it must be that they brought them, the bigger stones and the smaller stones originally, In other words, they planned this beforehand in order to have this different size stones, and then they put them there in order that they should have these places for the Kohanim to be able to sleep. So it says over there, we're now at the bottom of Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis. We're starting a new Gemara right now. It's around four lines from the bottom. And it says there, Ziknei Beis Av Yishenim Sham. So who would sleep there? Ziknei Beis Av. Max, is the Rami Center here? Ziknei Beis Av Yishenim Sham. So the Gemara asks the question, Va'amai, why are they sleeping on slabs of stone? La'ayli mitos. Why don't they just bring beds? Why don't they bring beds in and they could sleep like mentioned? So the Gemara answers, it's not considered to be respectful to bring beds into the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is Hashem's place. We're visitors. So therefore, to sleep on the stone, is that considered to be respectful? Yeah. Yes. To bring covers and pillows, is that okay? Yes. Yes. To bring mattresses, that's already not okay. Because you can't get a good night's sleep if you're on a mattress. Mattress is like proving, like, this is my... You're like being teifus makam if you're on a mattress. But it seems to be okay if they sleep on stone. And this is what we brought up yesterday, that there's an issue to sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. You're not asleep in shul. And you have to know if our Beis HaKnesses has the regular Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. But even then, we shouldn't be mazals in the covenant of Beis HaKnesses. One of the things we were speaking about, my friends, I was talking to a friend of mine, Rabbi Yitzchak Fuchs, and he was saying how, you know, a person's supposed to say, I need, before you enter into the shul, I don't know if you know this, it's a pasuk to say. Anyone know what the pasuk is before you walk into a shul? Va'ani v'roi chazlucha avoy beisecha, which is me, in your great kindness, I can come into your house. He said, that pasuk is going to have a new meaning now because Hashem's not allowing us into shul. No one's davening in shul. Va'ani v'roi chazlucha avoy beisecha. So we have to appreciate our shul so that we're learning some of the halachas right now. A person's not supposed to sleep in shul. A person's not supposed to eat in shul. There's a lot of things a person's not supposed to do in the shul. A person's not supposed to get dressed in a shul. A person's not supposed to leave his clothing in a shul. There's a lot of halachas, basic messes. Maybe we should really learn them over here together. I got so much, Baruch Hashem, I'm doing so much. You could tack that on to learn about the halachas of the Kedushas based knesses because we've been deprived of our based knesses. Let's try to appreciate our based knesses as much as possible. Anyway, for sure, not sleep in a shul. And it says if a person slumbers, he shouldn't sleep next to the Aron Kodesh. So what's going on over here in the Beis HaMikdash? How can they sleep in the Beis HaMikdash? Ma'at, they're not allowed to sleep in the Mikdash, the big Mikdash, how can they sleep? That was the question. So I said one pshat yesterday, and the here that we're hacking was, if anyone over there on the phone has another pshat, please, by all means, you can talk up. Let me just tell you what was going on over here in headquarters. So I had said that if a person sleeps in a shul in order to protect the Sefer Torah, then about it's going to be mutter. Why? Because he's doing it for the respect of the shul. So I said, why are these kohanim sleeping in the Beis HaMikdash? Because they think it's like easy for them instead of going home? I don't think so. And they're sleeping on slabs of, and maybe that's goofa part of why we wanted them sleeping on slabs of stone. This is not to get a good night's sleep. This is in order that they should be there, they should be ready to do the avodah at any moment that they're going to be there. You know, some people overslept. Sometimes people... awkward science in the room, whatever, it's an inside joke. Sometimes people overslept, so we don't want them, we want them to be right there. If they oversleep, actually, we'll see, the client actually burnt their clothing if people were like sleeping too late. The point is, I think flipping a bed is rough. I can't flip stone, so they just burnt their clothing. Anyway, but, so we want them there, that way we know the avodah is going to happen on time. There's never chas v'shalom going to be a situation where we're not going to have client in present. That was my suggestion. However, the item here was ma'ira differently. First of all, the ma'ira that you see that the person who's in charge, what do we call him? The Memune. He slept outside. He knocked on the door. We saw he was knocking. So you see that, it's normal to sleep outside. Okay, I was chashish maybe that we're worried they're going to oversleep. Don't know. That was my pshat. But we said a few other pshat in here. Avrami, you said a pshat? My son Avrami Center said one pshat. What was that? So in the shul, there are certain situations where a person's allowed to eat or sleep in the shul. I was zeicha to have the interactions with someone named Rabbi Issa Wolfson, Zechat Tzadik Levracha. Rabbi Issa Wolfson was a masmid atzim. There was no one, in our door, Moshe Feist even spoke about what a tremendous masmid. He was walking around, he would go like this. He was like shaking his head because he was thinking and learning all the time. He was constantly, so he used to eat in the base medrash. He learned in KAJ, in Breuer's. It was a very quiet base medrash. He wanted a place where people wouldn't bother him. He was a very funny, he's a very interesting person. Whenever people ask him what daf something was on, you'd always tell them the wrong daf. You'd always tell them off by one daf. So that way people would like he was always off. He was always not right. He was like, what the opposite? It's Kuf Zayin. It's Kuf Chess. He'd always do it. Just like he didn't want to show off. He was a goyin adir, a masmid atzum. He used to eat in the base medrash. While he was eating, he was thinking and learning the whole time. He was like sitting there shrugging his head. Ramesha said about him that he doesn't have these restrictions because of his tremendous asmara. Al kopanim, what's my point? My point is, says Avrami Center, that maybe the pshat is because they're so busy shakua and the avoida of the Beis HaMikdash, therefore it's a heter for them to sleep in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis HaMikdash. One pshat. Someone, Dovi Shragi said another pshat? Dovi, what was your pshat?
It was, we saw that it's split, half is outside.
Ah, so this is interesting, because this Dovi's trying to slug up the whole kasha. Dovi says that the Maisu, we said that half of this was outside of the Kodesh. Half of the Beis HaMikdash was not in the Kodesh, so therefore, maybe on that half, they were allowed to sleep. Because over there, then actually in the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, you have to see if these two appear. I don't know. I don't have access to Svarm. My son-in-law has Eitzer, the Eitzer Achof. Maybe we'll see. We try to get a hold of it. Is anyone out there? Any of you on Zoom? Any of you have any answers to this question or any questions about this question? If you can hear me, if you can talk. Some people might be muted. I don't know. Okay, we're going to continue on further.
It doesn't have to be Kodesh in your last sleep, but you're still not on that mattress.
Right. It's like an in-between. You have to know what the din of the Kiddush is, because we say you're not allowed to have a mattress there. So, very good. Al kopanim, zok de heilige gemara, weiter. Pirchei kohuna, ish ksosai ba'aretz. The pirchei kohuna, so they were able to, they slept on the floor, and the Gemara says, so what is who are these pirchei kohuna? Says the Gemara, Amai hasim kari la roivin, v'hachi kari lahu. Returning to the top of Chabzayin Amid Aleph, v'hachi kari lahu pirchei kohuna. Why over there do we call them roivin? In the beginning, when we talk about the shaymrim, those that were doing the shmira upstairs, we said they had young legs, fresh legs. Those were the roivin. And over here, we're calling these people pirchei kohuna. They're both referring to the youngsters. Says the Gemara, Amri in Hasam Deloy Matu Lemevat Avoida Karilahu Roivim. Over there, Hasam, we're talking about people that they did not reach of age to be able to do Avoida. So they were really young. There's young and then there's really young. You have the ones that are under the age of Bar Mitzvah. They can't do Avoida. So what's the only thing they could do under the age of Bar Mitzvah? The only thing they can do is Shmira. And then you have the people from 13 to 20. This is the way it seems to be, according to the Mefarish. They are called the Pirchei Kohuna. So those are the younger Kohanim. And then there's the ones that are Mamish, just why they're called Roivim. So it said on the Mishnah, I saw a Pirish on the Mishnah, why they're called Roivim. One reason is because it's like a Roive Koshos, which is like a, what's that called? A bow and arrow, right? There's other reasons why it says, Ruvia is like a child. Maybe that's why they're called Roivin. It's like because they're considered to be young, like a child. There's different pshatim and why these people are called Roivin. Al kolpanim, I don't see it in front of me at the moment. Al kolpanim, says the Gemara. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there. Bishloishim mekaymois. Hakayinim shaymrim bebeis hamikdash, bebeis haftinos, bebeis hanitzus, bebeis hamoiked. This is a Mishnah in Midas, Meseches Midas. It's similar to our Mishnah, but it adds over here, v'halevim b'chof alef mekaymos. The Levim had actually, they had 21 places where they should do the Shemira, as we mentioned. And now the Gemara goes through, what are those 21 places? Now, really over here, we need pictures. And I'm sorry, I don't even have my picture book with me to be able to provide for you pictures. Well, Avrami's going to go look at it. We'll see if we can provide pictures. Is it working? Are these pictures working for you? I hope that I'm trying to just like, hold, you know what? You can take a picture of it, right? Oh, we have the picture book here. I apologize about the misinformation. So now we're going to go through the 21 places that the Kohanim, or you could give it to Max. I'm going to take a picture for you. This is a bird's eye view of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, but I need that's not the one. This is the one we want over here. And it's going to show you, you got numbers. If you could get the pictures, you could get the numbers. And it's going to show you the 21 places. Hold it flat. I don't know. Yeah, there you go. I'm going to show you all of the places where the Levim do the Shmira. And it's interesting because some of the places they do on the corners on the inside. You could hold it. Hold it over with them. Some of the places they do it on the outside. And we're going to see right now all the places that the Levim do the Shmira. Says the Heilige Gemara. Levim Bechof Aleph Mekoymus. I don't know if everyone still sees me. Not sure if they still see me.
We're good. We see you.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Thank you for that. Because something showed up on my screen. Whatever. Okay, if you see me, then we're good. You can still see me?
Yes.
My friends, you got me?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And here they are. This is for all the Levim out there. Max, this is for you. Hey, al hey, Sha'ari Harabayas. There's five. Someone keep count for me. There's five on the five different corners of the bayis. You took the picture ready?
Okay.
You sent it out. Okay, there's five in the five different, not corners, I'm sorry. The five different Sha'arim is the gates of the Harabayas. There's five gates of the Harabayas. That's the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 in the picture, if you could see that. There's four on the four corners on the inside of the Harabayis. Now the Harabayis is that entire plateau, or there's another word for it, the plaza. That's what I was looking for. That's according to a label resident, that's actually the plaza that we have that is now where they have the Dome of the Rock. It's sitting on a plaza. There's stone there. He says that stone is actually from the Beis HaMikdash. So that there are walls that were surrounding that entire thing. We have remaining two walls. We have the western wall and we have the southern wall. Both of those walls are still intact somewhat. And those walls are the walls of the Harabayis. Now we have around the whole old city, there's also walls, because the old city was a walled city. But we're talking about the walls of the plaza.
The walls around the old city are
300 years old. Those are newer walls. We just saw today, they were built by Suleiman the Great. And we spoke about the people, that the architects, we saw their graves. Anyway, Akitzer, now, those are this is five in the Shari Azara, and four in the four corners outside. Right, so far up to nine. Four in the four corners of the Harabayis, Mibifnim. Hey, al hey, Shari Ha'azara. Now you have five more on the five gates of the Azara, which is entering to the actual Beis HaMikdash. The Dalar Adal Pinoisav Mibachutz. Now you have four Levim watching in the four corners of the actual Beis HaMikdash, not just the Harabayis, and they're standing outside. The Gemara is going to talk about why, when it comes to the Harabayis, where the Shomrim standing in the four corners?
Inside.
On the inside. But on as far as the Beis HaMikdash, the Azara is concerned, the Shomrim are standing on the?
Outside.
You might be able to figure out why. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Anyway, right now we're up to how many?
18.
Says the Gemara, Echad belishkas hakarban. One of them is going to be standing by the lishkas hakarban. Obviously, that is a lishka, which is where they have all the animals for the korbanos. The echad belishkas haparoiches. One of them stands by the what's called the lishkas haparoiches. The echad achore beis hakapoyres. One of them is now. This is very fascinating. That there's one shem which is standing behind the beis hakapoyres. Now the kapoeres we know the kapoeres we know is where is the kodesh hakodesh. So he's standing behind the base of kapoeres, means he's standing behind the kodesh hakodesh. The way it was the spouse. There was remember we got that big plaza somewhere close to the middle. It wasn't smack dab in the middle. It was a little bit off to the side, but somewhere close to the middle was the base of mikdash. But the base of mikdash, if it was in the middle, means behind the base of mikdash there was also plaza area where people could walk, in theory, between the Beis HaMikdash and the walls of the Harabayis. Now, also, there's a back door there where you could, in theory, come in. That back door would walk you in, and you'd walk in that back door. The first thing you would see is a wall. What is that wall? Kodesh HaKadosh. But you could walk in there. You can't walk into the Kodesh HaKadosh. There's only one way into the Kodesh HaKadosh. What's that? Or I should say two ways. For those that see me, two ways. One way is through the Kodesh. The other way is? What? Repelling. They would rappel down, those that were doing work, in a box. But you can't walk in. There's no back door to go in. But there's a back door to go in to the Kodesh where you would see the wall, and then you'd have to like snake around in order to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So there was a lady who was watching there also. So that's all together. How many now? 21. That's exactly where the 21 Shomrim were watching. We can try to go through each one individually, where these different places are. As we mentioned, we have all the different gates and different corners. And then we have Lishkas HaKorban, Lishkas HaPeroiches, and Achore Beis HaKapoyrus. Those are all the different places where the Kohanim would be watching. Minohan Emili. Now the Gemara asks, where do we learn this from? This is also going to be a Pasuk. We're going to try to figure out from a Pasuk, how do we know that the Levim are going to be watching in all of these different places? Again, we're going to have to keep count. Am Rabbi Yehuda Misura. Some people say that it's actually from a Mishnah, Dichsiv, that it says in a Pasuk. Na Mizrach, Halavim, Shisha, Litzvaina, Halavim, Arba, Lenegva, Revim, Arba, Ula Asufim, Shnaim, Shnaim, Le Parvar, Le Ma'ariv, Arba. Okay, that's the end of the pasuk. So we have to go through all of these numbers and figure out, is that actually 21? Well, this is one of the cases where it pays off for a person to be particular and to go through, because the numbers don't work out. It doesn't add up. Let's go through it again, okay? It says in the pasuk, La Mizrach, Levim Shisha, Letzvayna, Layoim, Arba. How many we got?
10.
Lenegba, Layoim, Arba. Lasufim, Shnayim, Shnayim. Let's assume that's another 4. How many? What are we up to?
7.
No.
18.
That's 18. Okay. The Parabor, the Mariv. Arba le mesila ushnayim le parba. 24. Says the Gemara, Amri hani chof dalid havi. Oh, good, we'll see. Very good, Max is on the ball. So it's 24. Max's suggestion, maybe 3 of them are kohanim. Why would it be 3 kohanim? Oh, we'll see. That's going to be one of the Gemara's answers. Amri hani chof dalid havi. This is 24. Amar Abaye, Hachi Kamar, La'asufim Shnayim. Says Abaye, what this means is, when it says Shnayim, it doesn't mean that there was Shnayim, Shnayim. It doesn't mean 4, it means 2. If we would say, if we wanted to be 4, hold on, we'll get there. Max is on his numbers. If it wanted to be 4, what would it say? Arba would say 4, but it says Shnayim, Shnayim. It just means 2. It means to say 2, which are I remember the track 2. That's 22. Akati Esmish Betrayad. So still there's 22. So you haven't solved our problem. You for sure. You've lowered the problem. Now there's only one extra. But we still have extra. Says the Gemara. Hech de Parvor Chad Habe. The Parvor really only had 1. So why does it say there was 2? The Acharina Bitzav Sohu de Azil the Yosef Gabe. There was the other one was just there to keep him company. Why did he have to keep him company? Yishum dekoy avroy, because he was standing outside, which means that the parvo was isolated. Isolation, my friends, is very difficult. So to stand there all alone was going to be very challenging. So he wanted to have someone with him. So even though it says 2, there was actually 2 people there, but there wasn't 2 different places. It wasn't 2 different places where they did the shmir. It was 1. So altogether, we end up with 21 places. Now the Gemara says, my par bar. What is the meaning of this word that you're calling it par bar? So what does the word mean? Amaraba barashila command the amri klape bar. Klape bar means outside. So being that is he's like towards the outside. So therefore, people are not walking there. So therefore, we want someone else to be there in order to keep him company. You might say we're going to end with this. Maybe the number 24 is accurate. Plasa minayu de koyanim. Three of them are the koyanim. That's what Max suggested. Ve'esem echad de levim. I think there's actually a machloikis over here. The mafarish is it because three of them were just there together with the koyanim, or the three of them were the shomrim of the koyanim, as we mentioned, to be the 21, the three originally from the Mishnah. That's what the mafarish says, and the rest of the 21 of the levim. That's how we get to our number 21. We are going to, let's see, are we almost at the two dots over here? But it says that there are all Levim that are doing the Shemira. The answer is, there's 24 places where the Kohenim are actually called Levim. After all, they are from the family of Levim, the umbrella, right? The organization. The Kohen is also from Shevet Levi. So this is v'ze'achamim. This is one of the places where our kohen is called the name. And the pasuk says v'akohenim halavim b'nei tzadok. You see that in the pasuk. So therefore, maybe over here also it says there's 24 quote unquote levim doing shmira. 21 of them are the levim in the purest form of levi, and the other three are perhaps kohenim. That's another answer for how we get the number of 21 levim doing the shmira. We will continue with more. Mitzvah Hashem, my friends. Tomorrow. Thank